My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Of course, all about the Giants. This morning, we will get back to your Giants calls. I did want to bring up the Tom Brady debut yesterday on the Cowboys-Browns broadcast on Fox with Kevin Burkhardt. It's his first broadcast. Obviously, there was a lot of practice that went into it for him. I didn't think he was any good. I really do like Tom Brady. I've always been a huge fan of his. I want him to succeed generally in everything he does. But he was bad in his first broadcast. Doesn't mean he can't get better, but to me it was bad. His voice wasn't cutting through. He didn't say anything to me that wasn't obvious. He had a real tough time completing sentences without stopping in the middle of them, which was weird. Like he would just go and then boom, he'd be making a point and it'd be like silence. And you're like, wait a second, he couldn't have just stopped there, and he did, and then he picked it up again, and he was also doing the thing that I hear a lot of people do when they first start getting on the air, which is ending their sentences with so, because they don't know how to deal with a pregnant pause, they don't know how to deal with dead air, they don't know how to deal with working with somebody when they don't know when that person's going to talk. So he would say things along the lines of, and Myles Garrett, you know, this is a guy who wreaks havoc in that backfield, and he's going to continue to do it for the rest of the game. So, it was like, oh, just sounded like a kid in a college radio station.
Yeah,
so,
you're right. I
he's
mean,
got
I,
a long way to go.
Yes, he does. And, you know, by the way, as the game wore on, I thought he got a little bit better. But he didn't have a very good game to do. There was where I want to really hear his expertise is at the end of the first half. And at the end of the second half, in a very close game when it comes down to decision-making in regards to the coaches. And like last night's game between the Rams and the Lions had a lot of decisions by both coaches, and it went into overtime. Mm-hmm. So that would be a great game for him to do. And, you know, quite frankly, they have to get used to each other. And I think Kevin Burkhardt tried really hard to engage him, to sort of interview him. You know, I gave an interview with USA Today about this. And I said, it's going to take a while for us as fans to get used to his voice. They're going to have to pump up the volume so you can hear him a little bit more clearly. And he's going to have to understand how, you know, it took Troy and Joe years to become the booth that they are. Mm-hmm. They're friends. And it's like two friends doing a game together. That relaxed nature of doing the game. He was a little uptight yesterday, a little nervous, I'm sure. He knows everybody was listening. He knew that the slate was cleared because they were the only one that had a doubleheader Fox, and that was to promote him. Mm-hmm. And then you saw him in a commercial. That's part of the $375 million deal that he received. And by the way, he got paid for what he did on the field. And what he did on the field was extraordinary. And that's why he got paid. So now he's going to have to deal with the slings and arrows that come when you get into that booth, because that booth is basically, it's like a washer on spin. And there are going to be people like that like you and people that hate you, and he's just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, I was hoping that he would criticize Deshaun Watson more than he did. So I'm thinking, all right, if you don't criticize Deshaun Watson playing like this when it's Deshaun Watson, then who are you going to criticize? Because criticizing Deshaun Watson is a layup. He got, you know, they traded away all those first round picks. He got an insane guaranteed deal. He's a pervert and he sucks. So like, that's the easiest guy in the world to criticize, and he didn't even come near criticizing.
Right. Well, he's not going to talk about the pervert part, but
he could.
The thing that I found to be very interesting is that Deshaun Watson plays the position completely different than the way Tom Brady does. Tom Brady played the position from the pocket, highly accurate, read defenses perfectly, knew exactly where to put the ball, and won big games and big spots against really good teams. Deshaun Watson hasn't done that since he became the Browns quarterback, and he's running all over the place. He is, you talk about skittish, you talk about a guy that wants to try to run and make plays, thinks that he's 25 years old again. He has not adapted to the new NFL, and certainly Tom Brady could have easily said that, but he chose not to.
Yeah. Did you guys get a chance? I know Eddie was probably asleep by 4:25 in the afternoon, so I'm not sure if he listened to Tom Brady. I think that Al listened to a little bit. So, Al, what did you think of Tom?
I didn't know his voice, which was very strange. Like, had I not known that was Tom Brady, I would not have known who was in the booth.
It's kind of like a high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
And it's not very commanding in a microphone. And you could hear that from the FanFest interviews when he was doing that stuff with Stephen A. Smith. And that's part of us having to get used to him, because we, even though we've heard him give interviews, we haven't heard him for a 3.5-hour period talking about football the way he's going to be doing now.
Yeah, it seemed like a very careful presentation.
Yeah, which I guess is a way you could do it. I mean, if you're Tom Brady and you want to make sure you don't go crazy or off the deep end and think it's a marathon, not a sprint here, Tom.
There was one ball that was thrown, I think it was by Deshaun Watson, that was almost picked off, where I thought he was going to jump out of the booth. I goes, whoa! Like, you heard that in the background,
yeah,
which was fine. Like, to me, that's fine. That's Tony Romo. Because Tony Romo sees it before it happens, and then he's in the midst of reacting to it as it's happening.
What'd you think, Eddie, of Tom Brady?
Very similar take that Al had with the voice specifically. Yeah. It was much higher pitched than I thought it was, and wasn't the Tom Brady that I've heard before, which is either screaming on the field or being more subdued in interviews. It was just this weird sort of
sound. Got lost
to me.
Yeah, lost in the broadcast.
Right, you know, he'll get better. I promise you, he'll get better, because he'll learn. He'll learn from all the criticism that's coming his way now, and he'll put the time and effort in. And, you know, the interesting thing for me is that with this investment in the Raiders, they're not allowing him to go into facilities of teams. So he's going to have to do all of this preparation and interviewing before the games via Zoom, which is a big part of being a broadcaster.
Yeah, it's just strange. I mean, that whole thing is going on, that he's going to be a part owner of the Raiders, but yet the top broadcast guy on Fox.
Listen, when you win as many Super Bowls and MVPs as he has, you can do whatever you want.
And he has.
Yes.
All right, let's talk some more Giants-Vikings from yesterday. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, 888-808-1019. Kenny in Bayonne. What's up, Kenny?
Gee, how are you, pal?
I'm doing all right, Kenny. How about you this morning?
A win is a win, albeit as
Kenny's a big Vikings fan, for those who don't know. Big Vikings fan.
I'm gonna give it to you from a Vikings standpoint quickly. Listen, Daniel was not good, but Dable was even worse with the play call and didn't put him in a position to make a play. Number two, 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Neighbors didn't get one look after that the rest of the game. Nothing. And to show you how bad the Giants really are, Minnesota's going home for their home opener. 49ers are playing at home and have to travel to Minnesota next week, and the line already opened up at 49ers 6.5.
Yeah. So did you go to the game yesterday, Kenny?
I did not. I stayed home. I watched at home. Those days are gone. The only games I go to now are the Ranger games, Boomer.
Attaboy.
Big Ranger fan.
There you go.
All right, Kenny. Good stuff, man. Good to talk to you on this first Monday morning after Giants disasters. I feel like we'll have plenty of those. Let's go to Mike in New Jersey. What's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Gio? What's up, Boomer?
How you doing, Mike, man?
What's happening?
Good, man. You guys hit the nail right in the head this morning. I mean, you know, we're in our sixth season of Daniel Jones. You know, I called, I think last year, and I said, like, I don't know if I can watch any more of this, especially if he's the quarterback again. Well, I kind of lied. I ended up, of course, I watched yesterday. But, you know, what's the definition of insanity? Like, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? I mean, we're in the sixth season of this. If Bryce Young, for example, has, like, you know, let's say he has a bad year this year. Do you think they're going to roll with him for another three seasons after that? No, they're going to move on. Like, so when you look at Giants management, you start to question the decision-making, you know, starting at the top. You know, they all, obviously, Mara loves the team, loves the franchise, loves the fans, you know, all that stuff. It's important. But, you know, even if you look back into, like, the Saquon thing, not that they should have kept him. I agree that they should have moved on. But to let him leave, like, without getting anything in return and walk away, you know, and go to Philly, which obviously, you know, started the weekend, Friday night. But, you know, they should have gotten at least something back in return for him. And now they're, you know, if you look at Daniel Jones and you look at the numbers and you look at the play in his field and the arm talent, like you talked about, Boomer, missing throws.
Yep.
It doesn't support a starting position. I mean, he's not even a good backup at this point. And it's not that we should dump on him and, you know, burn his jersey. I mean, that's just image. I mean, that's just stupid. He's a good guy, but, like, some people are good cooks, but they're not good chefs. And he's not a starting quarterback. So I'm worried about the direction of the franchise because the people at the top making the decisions continue to make bad ones and ones that defy logic that any fan can make on, you know, any good fan would be able to make on their own. So that's really the point of the call. Just I wanted to get your take on it. Like,
yeah, Mike, know. I mean, it really goes back to after that playoff game where Daniel Jones played the best game he's ever played in his life, and then obviously they went up to Philadelphia, he got killed after that. But after that game, most of us, including me, at that point said, you got to keep him.
Well, now, you got to pay him. And
well, I didn't think he was going to get paid that much, but I said, you got to keep him at this point. He answered every question that you had for that season in a new system with a new head coach and a new offense, and he goes to the playoffs, doesn't only go to the playoffs, but he plays his best game ever on the road in the postseason. So,
and this was coming off of a neck injury that was serious the year before.
So at that point, I agreed with them keeping him around, just not for as much money as they kept him around for. And they built in a out, so at the end of this year, they'll be able to move on from him. It just will Joe Shane and Brian Daboll get that opportunity to draft their own guy and have their own guy, because this could get so bad with Bill Belichick hovering over there. And of course, you saw the report yesterday, it was either from Schefter or Glazer or both or whatever, how, you know, Bill Belichick eyes coaching in 2025. Like, no crap. We understand that he is. But it just, that's just starting to go out there now, a little more and more and more. And it, fresh off of what happened in New England last year, he was more toxic of a hire. You have a full year of more bad football with the franchise, and then Bill, who could come in and save the day, he's going to get hired this offseason, and it might be with the Giants.
You know, it's interesting. Daniel Jones has thrown his third career pick six. All three of those pick sixes have come at home in front of his home fans.
Wow.
About the third game since the start of last season with zero pass TDs and two interceptions. I mean, I could go on and on and on. There's more, but I don't want to just only two TDs in the past eight games. This is an NFL that is all about the passing game. It's all about throwing the ball down the field. I was a little bit shocked that they weren't more aggressive downfield. I thought Brian Daboll was going to do that like he did in the second quarter of that Houston preseason game. We didn't see any of that. And as that one caller said, Malik Nabers, you know, was barely targeted at all in the second half. And that's malfeasance. That's malpractice.
Let's go to Carson in New Jersey. What's going on, Carson?
How are we doing, boys?
Hey, what's up, man?
Malik Nabers, man. He's just
he's not it, and I.
know what kind of show it was.
Yes, certainly was. Yes. Although, Jerry said something on the warm-up show I'd really never heard before, and it's a combination of words that I like. You wouldn't be surprised to hear, but in that context, like I think he said that Deshaun Watson looked like horse butt. Which, like, you've heard someone, it looks like a horse's ass in doing something.
Yes, yeah.
Like, and then you've heard somebody looks like horse bleep.
Yeah.
But the way Jerry he confidently said that Deshaun Watson looked like horse butt, I was like, you know what, that, we should start using that more.
Horse butt.
Yeah, right.
I think Jerry was probably thinking to himself, I better not say ass.
Well, no, I thought he was better not say the S word. Look like horse S is what I think he was going with.
Yeah, but he can say it looks like a horse's ass. He can say
but it
that.
Looks like a horse's ass is a different connotation. Like, you look like a horse's ass when you do something foolish. When you stink, you look like horse.
Horse bleep.
Bleep. So he went with horse butt.
Horse butt.
And I found that perfect. All right, let's go to Bobby in Naples, Florida. What's going on, Bobby?
Yeah, speaking of which, did you just hear my toilet blow flushing? That was just Jones, Dable, and Brian Burns going down the toilet. I mean, we've had 6 years of this guy inaccurate, throwing balls at people's feet, throwing behind receivers. He can't read a defense. He wouldn't be picked for a pickup game in Levittown. I mean, this is insane. And then they pay an unknown like Brian Burns millions of dollars and never even heard of this guy.
He's not an unknown. I mean, he was a captain there. He definitely put up big numbers.
I know most of the players in the league. You don't pay a guy all this money from a bad team. That's a bad sign right there. And then they hamstrung themselves. Lawrence Taylor would have got closer to the quarterback if he just stayed on the field after the ceremony yesterday. I mean, it's this guy Dable fires Wink Martindale. They didn't get close to. Oh, by the way, Darno is the starter. And then, they made Darno look like John Hadle out there. It was insane what was going on. How do you not send extra guys on your pass rush? Who's this new defensive coordinator? I mean, the Giants haven't made good decisions since Jerry Reese was the GM. Why'd they get rid of him? I mean, the organization's been horrible for 12 years now. And it's just the same thing every time we're watching. When Jones finally does make a good throw, they drop it. I mean, he did make a couple of good passes yesterday, and they dropped the ball. He can't read a defense. When are we going to move on from this guy? We might as well just – I mean, Bo Nix looked better than him yesterday, and it was his first game as a pro.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we can go on and on about comparing Daniel Jones to everybody yesterday. I mean, nobody was worse than Daniel Jones yesterday, and he's had
– Well, Deshaun Watson was
– Yeah, I guess so.
I would also say Kel Williams struggled yesterday. Will Levis struggled yesterday.
Daniel was number of guys with 6 points, though. And, yeah. And one of those came from a short field.
Yeah, I know. The other thing, too, like, talking about accuracy, like, Deshaun Watson was off. Jordan Love was off on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was missing so many open guys. It was unbelievable. And, you know, I couldn't even hear that broadcast. That broadcast was... I there was Noah Eagle and Todd Blackledge doing
yes,
it, who I thought were really good last year.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't hear the broadcast. The production was horrific.
Really? I could hear him okay. Yeah. I don't know.
I could. Maybe I had a bad stream or something. I don't know.
Who knows? Bad stream. That happens when you get older.
Oh, stop with that.
What?
Just stop with that.
There was something else I was going to say, and then you got me going on bad stream.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is what it was. The Daniel Jones decision to keep him is one thing, but they didn't draft Daniel Jones, Brian Dable and Joe Shane. But one thing that this regime has done was they used the high first-round draft choice, number 5 overall on Kayvon Thibodeau, and they traded and gave a ton of money to Brian Burns.
And
yesterday,
also, yep.
Those two guys were invisible. It's one game.
They also drafted Evan Neal.
That is correct. And they did not draft Andrew Thomas, right? That was Gettleman.
That was Gettleman.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Just Andrew Thomas was before Evan Neal.
Right. So, especially with those two guys in Thibodeau and Burns, with the way that the secondary is, if those guys are zeros for a majority of the year, that is more of an indictment on Joe Shane than anything that's going on with the quarterback position. All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
And the lines are full this morning.
Yes,
man.
They are. We'll get
Al
back.
Al is feeding us.
We will get back to them as soon as we can. We'll get Jerry Recco's update next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Gio.
All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Let's get to Jerry, who's got all the sports info. What's going on, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by the Discover Boating Norwalk Boat Show. Buy tickets at boatshownorwalk.com. All right, I said I would play it this hour. This is the play that had people hitting the exits at MetLife Stadium on Sunday.
Jones in an empty set. Neighbors split left. Robinson in motion off the right sideline. Wide receiver screen. Intercepted by Van Ginkle. And he runs it in for a touchdown. What a play by by Andrew Van Ginkle.
Yeah, Bob Papa with the call here on the Fan.
You know what that is? That's just him reading the eyes of the quarterback, the drop, and knowing the formation. And Brian Flores completely outcoached Brian Daboll.
Yeah, which is the exact opposite of what you had in that playoff game with Brian Daboll completely out-coaching Ed Donatell, who was the defensive coordinator at the time. And Van Ginkle's just one of those guys who looks like he belongs as a Minnesota Viking, right? He's got long, blonde hair. His name's Van Ginkle. He's all over the place. Yeah. Just perfect.
Well, that pretty much capped it. 28-6, the Vikings beat the Giants. Sam Darnold was outstanding, and Daniel Jones was not. Darnold hit his first 12 passes, finished 19 of 24. Jones, 22 of 42, 186, two picks, including that one that went for a score. All right, here are three questions in a row to Brian Daboll. Number one, asked about Daniel Jones' performance, and I think there's some hidden meanings in these.
What did you see out there without looking at the film?
Yeah, I'd say that I'm going to go back, watch the tape, see what we can do better. Obviously, there's a lot. So that's what we'll do. Starts with
all right, that's pretty basic. Here's the next one. Why was the Vikings defense so tough is essentially the question.
Were they doing something different than you guys expected defensively, or why do you think that was?
No, they actually didn't pressure that much. Pressured a few times. Again, I'm going to go back, watch the tape.
I hear that, and I think my quarterback had plenty of time and didn't make plays.
Yeah, you know, that one interception in the end zone. I mean, there's three Viking defenders there, and it was like he locked in and he was going to throw it. And
he threw it.
And the end result is another interception. And it's just, it's a killer. Like, you remember when it first started down in Tennessee with Brian Daboll and Daniel Jones throwing the interception on the first series in the end zone?
Yeah.
When it started this year in Houston, Daniel Jones rolling out, throwing the interception, touchdown. I mean, this stuff, it's got to stop. It's got to stop or you're not going to play anymore. And I don't care how much money we paid you. I don't care, you know, if Brian Daboll wants to save his job, you cannot continue with this kind of, like, indiscretion is really what it is.
Here was the third question, and I think you hear an answer in this one as well for what a lot of fans are wondering.
You threw, I think it was zero balls, 20-plus yards in the air.
Yeah.
Why do you think that was?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're going to go back and watch it. We've certainly called plays. Sometimes they've taken them away. We got to do a better job all the way around. That starts with me.
So he's telling you that they called plays for downfield and they're not throwing it downfield.
Yeah, well, for whatever reason. I mean, like I said, what's the word, Al?
Skittish.
Yeah, thank you.
Here was Mr. Jones. Need to make some corrections.
I think we'll get in, watch the film, see what we can do better. See how I, you know, need to play better and go from there. But, I think we're focused on that.
Okay, well, that'll be in Washington. Here was Malik Nabers. He thinks that Jones did the best he could.
I just look over the film, see what ways we can give me the ball in space. Daniel said he was trying to give me the ball. He saw a lot of pressure in his face, so, I mean, I can't control that. So, they tried to give me the ball, just stuff wasn't working right.
Yeah, and he did say it wasn't all on the quarterback.
I mean, we got to catch the ball. We had way too many drops, including myself. I had one. But, you know, when we get that opportunity to make a play, we got to make those plays. And we didn't do that today.
He did have five catches for 66 yards in the loss. One other thing of note here, we're talking about the defense. The Vikings did have a 99.5-yard drive. Dexter Lawrence.
Pretty difficult. Few plays that led to touchdowns for them, a couple penalties we got to clean up on. Other than that, you know, we played them pretty well on defense. Just got to be more consistent.
I don't know where they played them well on defense, but okay. That punt play where they downed it at the one might be the most beautiful downing I've ever seen. Where it was guy to guy to guy, which is pretty good, but that was about it. Giants in Washington on Sunday. All right, elsewhere in the NFL, let's start with the Sunday night game. Lions-Rams, they go to overtime. Detroit takes the ball, goes right down the field. This was Rams radio.
Opens up right. Here's Montgomery. He's in. It's over.
Yeah, and that was it. A lot of crowd noise after that. That was it. That capped the drive, capped overtime as the Lions win the game on the David Montgomery 1-yard touchdown run. Here was Dan Campbell talking about a lot of things you guys were discussing. I know you've called it like preseason football these first couple of weeks. There's a lot of obstacles week one because it certainly seems like teams aren't ready. Here was Campbell.
Man, it's inevitable. It's every year, and it really is. It's, you know, first game, and the ones that can just play basic football the best, man. The blocking, the tackling, targeting, communication, taking care of the football, being smart with it, the check down. They win.
Mm. Well, you know, the Rams also suffered major injuries along their offensive line last night, and Matthew Stafford still threw for over 300 yards and got his team back to tie it and then put it into overtime.
Yeah, he's had a couple of interesting games back in Detroit.
He has, but, you know, like I always feel like the Rams are underrated. I think they're going to be good, but Puka Nakua also got hurt last night. He came back, though.
Yeah. In Chicago, you were mentioning Caleb Williams. He did next to nothing in this game, but special teams and the defense getting the Bears a win.
Bears stack the line of scrimmage. Are they blitzing? They are. Gordon coming to. Levis swallowed up, gets rid of it at the last second, and it is intercepted. Down the sidelines to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Tyreek Stevenson for the lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they were down.
So this is the kind of crap that young quarterbacks do. I mean, they have to resist the feeling like they always have to make a play. And Jalen Hurts did that on Friday night down in Brazil. Mm. I mean, throws the ball back against the grain. It's an interception by Jair Alexander in the end zone. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, you have to sometimes, like, you got to teach yourself to resist forcing a play like Will Levis did here. And it ends up in the back of the end zone. And it's just mind-numbing when you watch the young QBs go through that the mental gymnastics of not trying to do too much.
Here was Williams, happy to win, but knows not good enough.
Obviously, we didn't perform how we wanted to. We want to be the most efficient team out there, myself included. Didn't perform the way that I wanted to.
Threw for like 90 yards or something in the game, but they won. They had a block punt they returned for
no
a touchdown and that pick.
No turnovers. You know, he threw the ball 30 times. Will Levis threw it 32 times, had those two interceptions, and one is returned for a touchdown.
Yeah.
You're not going to win.
Difference
in
the game.
When those things happen and you do those stupid things, you're not going to win. And again, another young quarterback that's definitely on a hot seat.
Well, the Bengals made a couple of mistakes and wound up losing at home to the Patriots 16-10. Here was their new head coach, Gerard Mayo. Just amazing to get out of there with a victory.
Very proud. My message to the players, you know, they gave me the Gatorade shower and things like that. But, you know, without them, I'm nothing. So, and I made sure they knew that.
Okay, well, that's fair. This is an interesting one with Ja'Marr Chase. Only 6 targets. Had 6 catches. How come no more?
I don't know. You got to ask Zach on that. I don't know.
So he's throwing it on the coach. I don't know why.
He's upset because he wants a new contract. I told you he wasn't going to get one.
But in the heat of the game, though, Joe Burrow's looking for him.
No, this is part and parcel of being an upset player. He was not going to break the bank this year. He has to have a good year this year, and he'll break the bank next year.
All right. We shall see. Dolphins beat the Jaguars 20-17. Last second field goal as they came back from, 17-3 down, I think they were, something like that. Here was Tyreek Hill, though. We saw the video, obviously, from before the game, detained on his way to the stadium, was released. And everybody kept making the reference, very Scottie Scheffler-like, dealing with the police and playing.
Have we seen a body camera video yet? Do we know if that cop had his body camera rolling or not?
I have not seen that. I don't know.
That's what I want to see. That's exactly what I want to see, because then it will tell me exactly what the initial interaction between Tyreek Hill and he was.
Well, here was Hill. What'd you do? Why were you handcuffed?
I have no idea, for real. No idea. No idea, man. It's crazy. No idea. It wasn't disrespectful, you know, because my mom didn't raise me that way. Didn't cuss. Didn't do none of that. So, like I said, I'm still trying to figure it out, man.
I'm sure a lot more will come out today. I know the officer in this case was placed on administrative leave as they launched an investigation in Miami-Dade. The Cowboys gave Dak Prescott a 4-year extension, a whopping $240 million. Then they beat Cleveland 33-17. Here's the head coach, Mike McCarthy.
Excellent win, especially going on the road, coming up here with a great football environment. You felt good about your prep coming into it. I thought we started the first half. Thought we played well, did little things. Second half was sloppy.
It was sloppy. How about the Browns looked like horse ass yesterday.
No, there it is. Horse ass.
Horse ass. My apologies.
Horse butt. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you something, Mr. Horse Ass.
Yes.
How about Ezekiel Elliott wearing number 15?
He looked great.
He looked thin.
He looked great. Yeah, he actually had a little pep to his step yesterday.
It's nice when you actually have a passing game to go along with a running game.
That is very true. And CeeDee Lamb looks like he missed no time at all. Although Jake Ferguson got hurt. They're a little concerned about that.
I'll tell you, I love that first touchdown pass that Dak threw. To
Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, to Brandon Cooks.
Yep.
Should we start using that more? Looked like horse ass, looked like horse butt.
I thought you said horse butt.
I thought it was horse butt. I apologize. But I like horse butt, too. Both of them.
Can you say horse butt for us?
Horse butt.
I mean...
Horse ass, horse butt.
Horse ass, like horse butt.
Butt.
Yeah. I didn't say a horse ass. I said horse ass. Horse ass.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Looked like horse ass.
Horse.
Well, he did.
Horse ass. He wasn't very good. Maybe Tom Brady could have used that yesterday.
Oh, that'd be great.
Kevin, Deshaun looks like horse ass today.
It really does.
That would have turned some heads.
No, definitely.
Before we get off the football, Jets Niners tonight in San Francisco, but very classy from the guys on CBS, the NFL Today.
Wow. Hey, you know what? I think it's only appropriate to talk about the success that we've enjoyed on this show, and we've had two guys who certainly contributed significantly. We missed them. A shout-out to,
Boomer
of course, Boomer
Boom.
Esiason.
Boomer Phil, no doubt.
There you go. Isn't that nice?
Very nice, yeah.
You suck. Get out.
Actually brought a tear to my eye, Jerry.
I can understand why.
Heartfelt and very genuine, especially from the guys that I've worked with for all those years.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan's just getting started, and J.J. Watt's just getting started, but with Nate, Coach, and JB, you could feel it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Right. They did something in the beginning of the show, too, or just that?
No, the beginning of the show was they just opened the show, and J.J. Watt had some fun with Matt Ryan, showing clips of him sacking him, and then Matt Ryan had fun with him, showing him the photo that he posted this summer, all jacked.
Okay. So it was just that, because I did see that.
Yeah.
Live. And I live. Just, it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was very nice.
It was, yeah.
Very nice of them. Cubs beat the Yankees 2-1. Isak Paredes, a two-run single in the first. Gleyber Torres' error in the first led to the Paredes hit. In the loss, Gerrit Cole became our thriving player of the game. Why, you wonder? Well, because he did this.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. A cutter from Cole, and he strikes out the side here on the fifth inning.
Yeah, he allowed two unearned runs in six innings and struck out eight or nine. That's why he's our thriving player of the game. Brought to you by ThriveWell, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. Meantime, the Mets' nine-game winning streak came to an end. They lost to the Reds 3-1. Santiago Espinal snaps a 1-1 tie with a two-run double off Phil Maton. I thought it was interesting. I don't know, no one paid attention this weekend, but Carlos Mendoza uses Edwin Diaz in a 4-0 game Saturday, and then he doesn't have him in a 1-1 game yesterday. I thought that was kind of odd, but so be it. Alexis Diaz got the save for the Reds. You got the Mets in Toronto tonight. They're tied with Atlanta for the third wild card spot. Game and a half behind Arizona, two behind San Diego, and the Yankees take on someone tonight. They play the Royals, I believe it is. And also, Wade Boggs announced he has prostate cancer.
Yeah.
That's, yes. And Yannick Sinner beat American Taylor Fritz in straight sets to win the U.S. Open.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, I got to ask you a question.
Yes, please do.
All right, so who had a worse weekend? Daniel Jones, Brian Daboll, Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins, or Notre Dame that lost to Northern Illinois?
I mean, that's hard. Or even
one other one I'll add to this.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders in Colorado. You want to rank those for me?
Well, it's hard. It used to be 100% lock whatever college team that would lose because of how small the playoff was. But now an expanded postseason, you can bounce back a little bit more. But I think losing to Northern Illinois... Notre Dame losing to Northern Illinois.
At home.
Probably
and
the worst.
Paying Northern Illinois $1.4 million, I think, to show up.
Yes. And I'm sitting here watching this game with some friends out after this event that I did on Fire Island. So needless to say, I was not of...
focused, totally focused.
My equilibrium was not exactly where it needed to be.
Yes.
So I go to my friends. I'm like, you know what? Northern Illinois, what they call them? The Salukis.
That's Southern.
And, well, I know. And then someone goes, Well, it says Huskies up there. I said, oh yeah, that's right. That's Southern Illinois. But yeah, this was ugly. That was ugly. Everything that you mentioned, though, I do think Deshaun Watson probably second on that list.
I mean he's making $230 million guaranteed.
And he really looked terrible.
And they traded so much away to get so many assets away to get him from Houston.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that would probably be number two. Kirk Cousins, all right, you lose at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You don't look good. You're also coming off an ACL. He'll be fine. I don't think you have to worry about him. So I would probably go Notre Dame 1, Deshaun Watson 2, Daniel Jones, Brian Daboll 3, Kirk Cousins 4. Was there another one in there? Those would be the four. That'd
yeah,
be the
Michigan State beating the Terps on a last-second field goal.
I like turtles.
Shut up, Eddie. let's go to Chris and Hal. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. Since you were talking about broadcasters and stuff earlier, dude, Terry Bradshaw, when they have him read the first half recaps, he stutters and stumbles over the entire thing. Why do they have him still read that?
Yeah, listen, man, I've been saying that since I've been in high school, and I am not kidding you. Listen, me and... Like, I've been, even before being on the radio, I would do impersonations of things, and that was one of the things that I would do, would be like a confused Terry Bradshaw stammering through the highlights. I mean, and that was in the 90s. So, yeah, I don't know. It's sort of like a gimmicky thing that he's like that in a way, sort of like how the inside the NBA guys, when they don't know certain players on certain teams, it's funny, even though it's bad. I kind of think that's why, but it's been going on forever. I mean, Terry had a different look yesterday. A lot of hair for Terry. I don't know if people saw it. A lot of facial hair, a lot of regular hair. Hopefully he is in a healthy spot. I know he's dealt with some health issues. But, Chris, I have been saying the same thing for almost 25 years.
You know, I haven't because I've worked up against them for the last 22 years. I haven't seen a lot of their show. You know, obviously I see it during the Super Bowl. I see it, you know, when maybe there's one game for a playoff game or something like that. But yeah, I felt like it was a little disconcerting yesterday. But I was worried about it. Yeah, is that the way it's been?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I mean, it gets a little bit worse every year, but it's been like that for a while.
Oh,
yeah.
So maybe it's a thing then. It's got to be a thing.
Yes, it's a thing.
It's their thing.
Right. It is their thing. You know, they made a little bit of a change there on CBS, but over there on Fox, I mean, it's like going into the Natural History Museum over there on that pregame show.
That's okay. Howie still looks good.
He does. Let's go to Keaton in New Jersey. What's going on, Keaton?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening, Keaton?
Good morning. I want you to take umbrage to Jerry's comment about horse ass.
Okay.
As we speak, I'm up in New Jersey with a pitchfork in my hand, a wheelbarrow, and I'm working with horse ass. And I got to tell you, horse ass is a lot more competent than Deshaun Watson was last night.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
It's muscular. It follows instructions. Yeah. So I think you got to recoin it. Maybe sloth ass. Keaton, what do you think of that?
Interesting. You know, I mean, I think that Jerry wanted to say horse S, that curse, and ended up getting caught in between and went horse ass. But you're right. I did kind of think the same thing, because if you watch any, like, the Kentucky Derby or anything like that, you see some of these thoroughbred horse asses, and they are impressive, you know?
Maybe we should get Randy Moss to discuss that. What do you think, Al?
The football player?
No, the horse guy.
Horse guy.
Oh, the horse guy, yeah.
Yeah. Horse ass. Yeah, I mean, it could be very impressive, horse ass.
Look like horse ass. Horse ass.
Let's go to John in Bellport. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, G. How you doing, guys?
What's up, John?
I hate to follow that comment, but first thing, boom, I did miss you on the pregame. I like the back and forth with you and Phil, and hopefully with the Wednesday spot, we'll get that.
Oh, you'll get that, definitely. No worries.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau is getting the pass here as well. I know you guys brought it up a little bit, but they went out and got Burns, spent big money on him. He had zero tackles. We waited 8 months for this season to start, and Daniel Jones couldn't look worse. And, you know, I bring back a point. You guys, it wasn't this season. It was the season before when you interviewed him at camp, right when he got the bag. This is a guy that's a 26-year-old bachelor in New York City, and the best thing he bought with his money was a couch. I mean, that says everything you need to know about Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I do remember that, yes. And everybody's different. I mean, Kirk Cousins got all of his money, and it's not like he's won Super Bowls, but he's had a lot of success in the league, and he's a guy who's not extravagant, and he wears the clothes from Kohl's, and everybody's different. I mean, I don't think you want to judge somebody's personality and say that's the reason why they're not good, but there is something there with Daniel Jones and the lacking of edge that we have said from the beginning.
It's the emotional part of it. It's the edge part of it, and there's no question about that. Was yesterday like the perfect Pittsburgh Steeler type of win?
Yeah, I didn't watch a ton of that game, but yeah, I mean, they kicked a bunch of field goals, kept it close. It was ugly.
Defense.
Yeah, did what they needed to do. Yeah,
you know, Justin Fields running around, not making turnovers. I mean, no Russell Wilson.
Right.
Mike Tomlin just doing Tomlin things.
Yeah, I mean, they somehow find a way to be right around 500, don't have losing seasons, but they're never any good. It's strange. I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
I mean, I guess Russell Wilson told them that he was good enough to play, and Mike Tomlin said, you ain't playing.
No. No, two dogs, one bone, and Justin Fields got that bone.
He got the bone, and you know what? You say whatever you want. That guy somehow is always got his team in it.
Yeah.
Always got his team in it. And, you know, they don't have a passing attack even remotely close. I mean, they probably will have a 24th or lower passing attack in the NFL this year.
Yeah, and that's being generous.
That is being generous.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.